Nau mai haere mai, ko Mark Gosper tēnei. On behalf of the Research Central team at Tāmaki Pātaka Kōrero, Auckland Central Library, I welcome you to our Heritage Talk series for 2019. We look forward to presenting you with another package of educational, informative and entertaining talks, delving into a diverse range of topics in the areas of local and family history. Leading off our 2019 program is Pōkōkiri Taonga Tuku Iho Māori at Central Library, Robert Irawera. In his presentation, Robert will be looking at Taonga Māori as created through unique personal connections. You can hear Robert speak at the Central Library on the 13th of February, and he joined me recently for a sneak preview. Can you tell us a little bit about your role at Tāmaki Pātaka Kōrero?
My role is I provide guidance and navigational assistance around the vast formats of taonga. The role requires involvement with the promotion of taonga in exhibitions or online, annual events such as the Treaty of Waitangi, Matariki, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori.
What makes a treasure a taonga?
To define what a taonga or treasure is, really is at the discernment of each person. And this can vary in degree or be well defined with the agreeance of everyone else or a majority. And if you were to ask me, you know, this question, I would answer it with another question and say, what do you think treasure is or taonga is? Well, there are different reasons for each person being attracted to certain taonga rather than others. Now that's a more interesting observation to be part of, is to see what attracts people, why they're so interested in. And then I get to learn a lot about it because sometimes while I go and get the item, I open it up and go, oh, this is really interesting, myself. So it's a journey in itself in what people are wanting to look at, what they're wanting to access to. Because that's a taonga to them, that's why they're wanting it, maybe for different reasons.
What sort of reasons?
Research, family history, personal reasons in the sense of just being inquisitive. And a lot of material can be found by mistake. You know, in some cases, some people have looked at something totally different from it. Like, oh my goodness, here's my grandfather's grandmother in here.
You know. How does the library categorise taonga or Māori oriented collection material?
The library has a simple structure which is to manage all the taonga, all the collections. So that makes it wonderful in the sense of manuscripts, it's one area. Publications, photos, maps, and ephemera, all the knickknacks, posters, and such things. So it makes it really easy in the sense of, well, you go, where's the Māori material? Māori manuscripts. Māori publications, yes, and content of Māori in publications, like Tai Nui or Te Aroa, you know, books with the tribal titles. Publications such as early publications by Māori, the Māori newspapers.
Yeah.
You know. So that type of simple structure makes it very easy, and you just, you know, and the photographs of Māori and areas, you know, where marae, waka, you know. So it's a very easy system. and maps of the region and of tribal boundaries and even maps. And the maps can be found in manuscripts, you know, and the manuscripts are done by Māori themselves and drawing their own type of map, you know, of that tree over there and the river here. And between those collections, manuscripts, publications, photographs and maps, you can find all of those in publications. So, you know, the material taken from manuscripts, the photographs to support and maps can all be in publications there. That's down the line.
Are there some good examples of Māori maps of areas like Auckland from those early days?
No, but there is in what will be shown at Tonga Māori.
At the talk, at your talk?
At the talk, yeah. There's a map which was done by White, John White. And he was showing how the tribe and genealogy works over the land. And it's got genealogy and it's coded. And it's coded to all the different hapū and iwi. And it's on the map, on the location. But it's also has a table of genealogy and location of where those families are. So that's me trying to show how genealogy laps over into maps and, you know, and regional boundaries, and just to show, you know, hey, this is amazing Tonga. It doesn't just fit into one category. Mm. So all in all, it lines up and it finishes with the line of Tonga Māori. The significance of what one considers to be a treasure is definitely a personal measure and said to be in the eye of the beholder.
Very good. And if people want to come and do some treasure hunting, then they can come to the Central Library on Wednesday the 13th of February at 12 p.m. in the whare.
See you there.
We'll see you there.
Kia ora.
Thanks, Rob.